This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Ukraine's president thanked the United States Thursday night for $800 million in military aid. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Saying it was just what we were waiting for, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked the United States Thursday night for the new $800 million package of military aid. In his nightly address to the nation, Zelensky urged Ukraine's partners to speed the delivery of weapons that he said Ukraine needs to bring peace closer. President Joe Biden announced a new tranche of security assistance to Ukraine Thursday. Biden also appointed retired Lieutenant General Terry Wolf, a former three-star Army general and former National Security Council official, to coordinate the billions of dollars in security assistance being sent into Ukraine. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Honduras has extradited former President Juan Orlando Hernandez to the United States to face drug trafficking and weapons charges. It was a dramatic reversal for a leader once touted by U.S. authorities as a key ally in the war on drugs. An airplane departed Honduras on Thursday with Hernandez and agents from the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration bound for the United States, where he faces charges in the Southern District of New York. Hernandez was arrested at his home in February at the request of the U.S. authorities. U.S. prosecutors have accused Hernandez of fueling his political rise with money from drug traffickers. Hernandez strongly denies any wrongdoing. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. 19 people have been arrested in Belgium, Germany, and the Netherlands following an international investigation of a major cocaine trafficking network. AP correspondent Karen Chambers reports.
The operation was the culmination of an investigation by Belgian, Dutch, and German police, as well as anti-drug authorities in Paraguay. Europol, the European Union's law enforcement agency, coordinated the joint action. The network has been under investigation by authorities since February 2021, when a total of 34 tons of cocaine were seized in the ports of Hamburg in Germany and Antwerp in Belgium. Of the arrests, 11 took place in Germany, 5 in Belgium, and 3 in the Netherlands. I'm Karen Chamas.
The World Health Organization said Friday it strongly recommended Pfizer's COVID-19 antiviral pill, Paxlovid, for patients with milder forms of the disease who were still at a high risk of hospitalization. However, the UN agency warned it was extremely concerned that the inequality in the access seen with COVID-19 vaccines would again leave low- and middle-income countries pushed to the end of the line. The recommendation applies to people over the age of 18, but not to pregnant or breastfeeding women. It also does not apply to patients with a low risk of complications from the disease, because the benefit would be minimal. The WHO's experts also declined to give an opinion for patients with severe forms of the disease due to a lack of data. Hong Kong has relaxed pandemic restrictions with Disneyland and museums reopening and the nighttime restaurant dining resuming as the country's worst COVID-19 outbreak appears to be fading. Other businesses such as gyms, beauty salons and massage parlors were also allowed to resume business on Thursday. The relaxation of the measures before Hong Kong has reached zero COVID-19 cases marks a shift from the city's earliest strategy. Meanwhile, the death toll rose to 25, an ongoing outbreak in Shanghai that has all but shut down China's largest city. Shanghai has eased the lockdown somewhat for people in areas that have not reported new cases, allowing them out of their homes, but still restricting them to their residential compounds or neighborhoods. And firefighters continue to fight several blazes across the southwest U.S., are preparing for winds to strengthen through the end of the week. Hundreds of residents have been evacuated because of multiple wildfires. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.